I know we've talked about this in the past, but it's too important not to bring it up again. Getting paid. As women and business owners, getting paid is one of the biggest challenges we face. You deliver the work you've been asked for, so why is getting paid so tough? For me, it starts with invoicing, and having the right tools can be a game changer. Have you heard of FreshBooks? It's cloud accounting software that basically does your invoicing for you, and on top of that, gets you paid 2 times faster. And yes, it's really easy to use because it's made for busy women like you. FreshBooks lets you create subscription-based billing and put it on autopilot by saving client credit cards in FreshBooks and billing their recurring invoices as they're created. Overall, FreshBooks helps you face big challenges like getting paid so you can focus on growing your business. Right now, I'm offering my listeners a free 30-day trial of FreshBooks. No credit card required. Just go to freshbooks.com/mytaughtyou and enter my taught you in the how did you hear about us section. Hey guys, this is Malik. This is the My Taught You podcast. I'm back with the first episode of my Summer Refresh series brought to you by FreshBooks. Today, we are going to talk about refreshing your hustle. The purpose of this podcast series is to refresh ourselves, self-included, with some of my earlier podcast material. I have been listening to some of my older and popular episodes, and that energy, that grit, and even some of my naivete is all there. There are some really good lessons, and now I see why some of these were your favorite. My Two Types of Hustlers podcast has over 100,000 spins. So let's circle back on this one and update for 2019 use. I recorded that podcast in 2015, and I'm going to put that podcast in the notes. If you haven't listened to it, you can just Google Two Types of Hustlers, My Taught You podcast, if you want to get to it quickly. But I recorded that back in 2015. And since then, I've had greater life experiences. I've grown quite a bit. And I even cringed a little listening to that podcast. I'm not sure I'll ever fully enjoy the sound of my voice, but that hunger, that energy, and just this desire, this deep desire for people, wanting people to do better, it's all there. When I looked back over the notes on that podcast, what I was really, let me pull those up. I have those. When I look back over the notes on that podcast, what I was really attempting to get people to understand is that you won't really make a major dent in the game if you're doing automated work. As technology continues to improve, we're living in a world that doesn't need as many people to do things, and this will absolutely continue. What do I want you to do this summer? I want for you to take some inventory. I always talk to you about that, but it's time for a skills gap analysis. What is a skills gap analysis, Malik? A skills gap is the difference between skills that employers want or need and skills that the workforce has to offer. Conducting a skills gap analysis helps you identify skills that you need to meet your professional goals. Now, this is something that companies do internally, but this is something that you can or should do on your own to gauge where you think you are, where you actually are, and where you need to be. The issue, according to Harvard Business Review, is that schools are teaching what the workplace is that schools are not teaching what the workplace actually needs. I'm looking at my notes and I'm like, I know I wrote that wrong. Schools are not teaching what the workplace actually needs. What you learned in school is likely dated. The example that they used is going to school for graphic design and getting out only to realize that you really needed to know web design, and then learning that, you know, once you figured out web design, that you needed to know mobile design because everyone's digesting content on their phones. Everything is changing so fast, and you don't have much of a choice but to keep up with the latest and greatest in your field. And this summer is the time to do a skills refresh. What do I think you can do this summer? I want you to try to figure out a way to assess yourself this summer. Honestly and truly assess yourself. Maybe you do it by searching for a ton of job descriptions across your field or industry. Look up job openings for what you do. And then even look for jobs one or two places above what you do and see what the descriptions and requirements are. And maybe look at those and see what type of skills maybe that you don't have. And I mean, it could be something as simple as Excel, right? I don't know. I haven't looked for a job in quite a while, but instead of faking it through things and listen, you know, taking courses and reading books and listening to things that are teaching you how to basically BS the game, let's like make this a summer of no longer BSing, right? We're going to stop playing games. We're going to stop faking it until we make it. And if you need to take an Excel refresher course, take one. If you need to take a Word refresher course, take one. You can, believe it or not, I think, is it at the Apple store? You can even get, take like a cell phone course. So if you are Little Miss iPhone content manager, this, that, or the third, no one should know how to use their phone better than you. And you can take these courses at the Apple store. I mean, there's just so many things that you can do. So, I want you to look at things in your area, you know, jobs in your profession, and look, you know, a pace, one or two paces up. Because something else that concerns me about where we are right now is that we're in a heavy sort of like, you need to know your worth and you need to ask for more. And I don't disagree that we should be asking for more, but I do feel like we need to be, we need to actually know what the hell we're doing. You know, people are really out here asking for more, and what they're doing is they're just testing themselves to see if they can do it, because there's just a discomfort around that versus really knowing that you have more to offer because you've consistently operated outside of your comfort zone. You've consistently done more than what is asked of you. You've consistently volunteered in different departments, and therefore you really know a lot. Therefore, you should be paid more. And I don't want to get into this thing of just like, you know, I feel like I should be paid more because I just been here longer. That's just not really it. So really, you know, getting your value up. And then, you know, it's going to be so awesome when in the fall, after you've done your summer refresh, you schedule a meeting with, you know, your team, or you schedule a meeting with your supervisor, your boss, and you just let them know what you did. Similar to taking a defensive driver course for your car insurance, right? You call Geico or whoever and let them know that you took this course. They're going to drop your insurance rate. You let the powers that be know that you took some refresher courses, like you're getting on people's radar, and you're definitely making that conversation around your raise a lot easier. If you're an entrepreneur, it might be a little difficult, but look around at other entrepreneurs you admire and try to get a gauge on what they're doing, or look up what their companies are doing, what the jobs they're hiring for, and see where you might have some gaps. Schedule a review with your company management and ask for feedback on your performance. This might be tough to swallow at first, but be clear when I tell you that this only helps you. I want you to look for workshops, training sessions, and seminars to fill in these gaps. Look for online courses and educational materials to help with these gaps. I have been slightly judgmental of online courses up until about 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I invited a lot of young women of color who have courses online, because I wanted to better understand, like, why is everybody having a course? Is this a hustle? And what these young ladies explained to me is that the ultimate hustle is a degree, right? Like that $40,000, $50,000, $80,000 degree that isn't really helping you in the space. So if there is a $100 course that can help you leapfrog something, who's really hustling who? And so I appreciate those young women for helping me to understand the game. And so, you know, I bought an online course that I haven't taken. But there are online courses, educational materials that are going to help you with these gaps. So try to find some and check the reviews, ask around if they have Facebook groups. You know, you can find out what people thought about these before you sign up for them. See if there are any mentorship programs at your job. If there isn't, ask someone who works Ask someone whose work you admire out for coffee or lunch. Shadow them when and where you can. I would be remiss if I didn't address what I believe to be one of today's greatest challenges in my experience. I do have my sparkling water, you guys. Speaking of sparkling water, I have started my Friday newsletter back up. Hopefully I can continue to do that where I'm just posting all my favorite things. You can sign up for my What I'm Feeling Friday newsletter at mytaughtyou.com. You can, I think that's what you can sign up for. I'm pretty sure you can. And for new moms who are curious to know, you know, what I'm up to, what I've tried, which is everything under the sun, I have a separate newsletter for my moms, and it's tinyletter.com/myleak. So that's where you can keep up with me. But back to what I was saying, I would be remiss if I didn't address what I believe to be one of today's greatest challenges. Dun, dun, dun. Soft skills gap. Here's what today's employers are saying in regards to the soft skills gap. She's unprofessional. She has no self-awareness. She doesn't hold herself accountable. She needs an attitude adjustment. She has terrible work habits. She lacks people skills. She doesn't know how to communicate. She lacks critical thinking skills. She doesn't respect or view anyone as an authority. I did not say these things. This is just what I read, actually, that employers are saying about the soft skills gap. So there is a gap between what's expected of you and how you're showing up. I also want to say that a lot of this isn't your fault. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a soft skills gap hug. But if it's holding you back, it is your job to fix it. Many of your parents were obsessed with making sure that you had more hard skills than they had, and rightfully so, since you have had more access. So a lot of the millennial generation of parents was really focused on hard skills, getting more of that stuff done, the stuff that they weren't able to do. And so some of the soft skills got abandoned. So I am going to talk to you about some of the skills, soft skills that I think that you can work on this summer. And especially if you're like, you know, professionally, I'm on top of my game. I've taken all the courses. I'm up on the material. What is something else that I could be working on? Let's talk about working on your soft skills. What are soft skills? Your writing skills. I need you to work on those. Back when I was like really into managing my office, I don't do that anymore. I now am in a space where I just want to be everyone's client. I had everyone read Right to the Point. And I forget the author of it is like Salvatore something. It's on my book list. It's on my book list on my website. It's also on my Amazon list too. So you can Google those things. But Right to the Point. And that's because I realized most don't know how to write for business. Many of you have grown up, you know, with text message and shorthand. And so when I first started out working, I knew I didn't know how to write for business or how to properly craft emails, you know, in a way that was to the point and effective. And a lot of us are being measured on our ability to communicate professionally via email. So that is a skill that one has to learn. It's not something that I don't even think they teach it in school. Maybe they do, but you know, go ahead and get yourself a book or take an online course or do something about learning how to write to the point, because this is going to help you. You know, I think, I don't know, I should have done the statistics, but much of our communication, professional communication, is via email. And how can you come off the most on point for the rest of the year to tee yourself up for the most banginest 2020? So take it upon yourself to really step your writing skills up, because you're going to need them no matter what, whether you're working for yourself, working for someone else, pitching someone via email. You need to be able to get to the point in an email. Another soft skill that I want us to work on this summer is our public speaking skills. But I don't have any plans to give a TED Talk, Myleak. That's fine. But you need to know how to talk to clients. You need to know how to hold a meeting and hold people's attention, whether it be two people or 20 people, or even give a presentation. And so I saw that my friend Lovey has a really wonderful she has a really wonderful public speaking course going. I sent her a message today to see if she could like hook us up with something, but she's very busy on the road. But she said, do sign up so that you can get in for her second round. She's a fire speaker. And even when I'm recently, I was on a panel and I was feeling nervous about it. And I just was like, you know who I need to call to help me with this? Lovey. And even just to give me that, you know, you got this. So public speaking is something that you should be working on. So definitely take a public speaking course, get a class, let's get going. Let's get our public speaking skills up. Whether you plan to speak to an auditorium or not, this is something that you need to do. And it's so crazy that she just hit me back about this because I asked her if she could do something. So she says, you can go to dobetteracademy.com and sign up for the waiting list right there. But dobetteracademy.com for your public speaking. Next thing that I want us to work on this summer is our critical thinking. If you struggle with this, let me help you. Imagine yourself as a private investigator that's always getting to the bottom of things. I wrote this and I was like, they're gonna beat me up for this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. If you can help your homegirl find out if her man is cutting up with someone else on Instagram, you can do this, right? It's however you're sleuthing around things that aren't exactly helping you, but maybe they are, who knows? And I don't know, a lot of us girls are good at these things. How can you find a better route or a solution? Think of yourself as the ways of the game, right? It's like ways, you go to ways when you really want that shortcut. How can I get to something quicker and faster? How can I make things cheaper for my company? You get what I'm saying? It's time to just stop allowing things to sort of just pass our eyes. And it's time for us to start thinking critically for the companies that we work for and for ourselves. The next one, you guys, I got a hangnail. This is so annoying. Sorry. I can't even pay attention because it's like, you know, when something's bothering you and you're like, okay, I got it. All right. Next soft skill, attention to detail. This is honestly its own podcast. And I'm not even really sure how to guide someone on this because you likely have to sharpen your critical thinking skills so that you can pay attention to details. I would guess that much of it comes down to your listening skills. If you're doing everything based on what you think you know is right, then you can't really see how to do things better. And you can't really sort of like drill down those details. What I'll do is I've put a place marker in this. So maybe this is some digging that you can do on your own. But if you want me to circle back on this one this summer, give me a tweet at my leak and I can maybe spend some time working on a straight up attention to detail podcast. If not, and you want to do this on your own, that's fine also. Another soft skill that we should work on is our communication skills. I've seen this one a ton. Definitely get some help on communicating. This, when you're thinking about communicating, oh, you know, I'm a good communicator, but what about your tone in email? And what about your body language? You know, how are you communicating with your body language? This is something that we can really work on this summer. How are you showing up in rooms? This is something that we talked a bit about at the Mai Tai retreat, but it's just like, you know, communication is more than what you say. So this is something else that I think we can take a deeper dive into, but definitely something that you can work on is your communication skills. My final soft skills, one of the soft skills that I want to talk to you guys about and something that I think we can work on together this summer is time management. This is also its own podcast. People today have more distractions than ever. Most of us overestimate what we can actually do in an hour. It's time to be honest with yourself about what you can actually do and what you're doing with your time. If you are indecisive, you need to work on your time management. If you are a perfectionist, you need to work on your time management. If you are always running late, I'm not even gonna say it to you. You already know what you gotta do. If you say yes to everything, you need to work on your time management. If you do everything yourself and you don't outsource and you don't delegate, you need to work on your time management. Do not fall into the trap of thinking that you being busy means you're actually getting things done in an efficient amount of time. The summer, when things are kind of slowed down a little bit, is a great time for you to work on your time management skills. So there are many more, but these are the ones that I feel like are most important right now. And so what it really comes down to, guys, is being a lifelong learner. You must be a lifelong learner. Now, I have just a couple points, and I love that I've been drilling these down in about 20 minutes because this is just where I am in my life. Is I want you to stop comparing yourself and your hustle to what you see on social media. Nobody can show you what they're actually doing in a full 24-hour or 12-hour day. So stop trying to replicate what you see, because it's not true. And the final point that I want to make is that your hustle is and should be unique to you. There is no canned hustle. The way you move is going to look different. And then one of my favorite quotes that I have in my notes from the Two Types of Hustlers podcast is that a true hustler is willing to outwork and outlearn every other person. So we're going to spend our summer outworking and outlearning folks, because we are getting ready to, because 2020 is going to be ours. Thank you guys so much. I'll be talking to you soon. Don't hesitate to tweet me. Show me your Instagrams and let me know what else you want to talk about. If you had a favorite episode, but I'm really refreshing some of my top episodes. So you guys have a good one. Bye.